keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat bass.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat bass.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet.
Oh, oh,
you got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. In your soul, it makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the November 6th, 2003 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm really very pleased that you are choosing to spend the next hour with me and our music, released and unreleased, known and unknown group harmony recordings. The Continental Five, with a coasterish song issued on New Cat 1959, gave us King of Rock and Roll to open up tonight's show. Got a lot of stuff, for no particular reason, from the West Coast tonight, and you're going to hear actually two in the first set coming right up. Here are the Turks on the Cash label, though unreleased, from 1956. Gain El Haj leading the Turks. Let's give a listen to Honey Bun.
Only one. I love your conversation, and I've got you for my own. In fact, you are the only love that I have ever known. Oh, honey bun, oh, honey bun, oh, honey bun. one.
You think if someone won $4,000, it would be a happy song. Oh yeah, not this one.
I'm pouring in.
Yeah. We're going to hear from the Chimes, a New Orleans group, in a moment. But first, let me tell you what we heard in that set. First, at the top of the set, as I told you, the Turks, unreleased, recorded for John Dolphin's Cash label in 1956. Honey Bun, Gaynell Hodge, always a little fun going on in his voice when he's the lead of a jump song anyway. And right after that, the great Otis Williams and the Charms on Deluxe. Recorded January 11th, 1955, and issued not long after that. Otis and the Charms' great version of What Do You Want? And just now, something unreleased out of the files of West Coast Flip label, probably 1956. A group called the Rainiers. The Rainiers. And how many groups do you know who are named after princes of Monaco? Yeah, the Rainiers. And that was called I Won $4,000 just out recently on the Aces Flip Records Incorporated Doo-Wop Volume 3. I like that a lot. The Rainiers with I Won $4,000. Nice ending, guys. The Chimes, a New Orleans group who recorded for Imperial. That was issued October 1954. Did I say the Chimes? The group was called the Pelicans. Opened up that set. The Pelicans gave us Chimes. I'm together. I will be soon, anyway. Chimes by the Pelicans on Imperial, October 1954. And just now back up to New York for a New York group called the Fascinations. Something... an Al Brown production. It's obvious from the production. I'm not sure that was issued at all. It may have been issued in the 70s on Vintage, or it may have been on Bim Bam Boom, but originally unreleased, The Fascinations with I Can Dream. And now, we're going to go back out to the West Coast for the first and third record of this set by the same group, only under a different name. We're going to hear Cornell Gunter leading the Flares. Issued on the Flair label March 1955, and that's going to be called My Darling, My Sweet. The third song in the set is by the Flares also, but they were singing under a different name, The Chimes, and it was issued on Flair in September of 1954. That's Love Me, Love Me, Love Me. Well, why did they change their name? Well, if you were the Flares and you had one song out, you couldn't put another song out until that one was, like, off the charts, or at least had its run. So if you change your name, you could put another record out there in the market and, you know, make some more coin. So here are the Flares with My Darling, My Sweet, and Love Me, Love Me, Love Me. And in the middle, you're going to hear a monster unreleased, initially unreleased song by the El Dorados. But first, here are the Flares.
Bop, bop, today.
No one. you, love you with all my heart. Please don't ever tell me that we'll have to part. I need you, need you both night and day. Oh, my love, please show me, only show me the way. Oh, your lips are so tender, and you're so very fine. Oh, put your arms around me, love me till the broad daylight.
Love me strong. Love me pretty, baby, love me all night long. Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight.
Yes, sir. That's Love Me by the Flares, singing as the Chimes. Yes, and that's a great recording issued on the Flare label in September of 1954. Before that, the Eldorados with It's No Wonder. I really like that. I think it did come out on the Oldies 45 label, maybe in the 80s, mid-80s, I think. But it's and now it's out on an album, and I think it's out on a CD also. And before that, My Darling, My Sweet by the Flares on Flare from March of 1955. You know, I think I'm going to play one more record and then we'll do the announcements. How about that? The Four Haven Nights on Atlas, 1956. This is In My Lonely Room. You gotta love it. The Four Haven Nights. From where? That's right. New Haven, Connecticut. Originally issued on Atlas in 1956, and then in 1957 it came out on the Josie label. So whichever way you have it, you've got a great record. Both sides, incidentally. And time for announcements, as I promised, and you've all been sitting on pins and needles waiting for this. Next meeting of the Story Untold Music Alliance is next Friday night. At the usual place, the Knights of Columbus Hall on Route 35 North in Keyport, New Jersey. That's exit 117 on the Parkway for those of you who are coming from Staten Island and other distant places, the group meeting begins at 7 o'clock. For those of you who are interested in what goes on in the club, and if you just want to come to the dance, that's fine. Come on at 8 o'clock. Knights of Columbus Hall, Route 35 North in Keyport, right after the Town and Country Diner. As soon as you get past the Town and Country Diner, put your signal on. It's kind of dark nowadays, so it's kind of hard to spot. So slow down and you'll see it about a football field from the diner. I want to thank Charlie Horner. Thanks so much, Charlie, for another return visit here to the Big Beat Show last week. Charlie always brings a unique assortment of music to share with us, and he's always welcome here on the Big Beat Show, as I'm sure all of you would be eager to have Charlie on the show at any time. So thanks a lot, Charlie Horner. A great, great program last week. And let's see, next week, Karen Efron will be here for her second visit to the Big Beat Show. It's about a year ago she was here. Gave us a lot of that female leads and female groups. I think she's going to mix it up this time, coming from 3,000 miles to do this show and some others here on the East. So, yeah, Karen Efron will be here next week at 7 o'clock on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. The Big Beat Show is where you are tuned. So we'll go on to the next record. Here's another nice doo-wop by a group out of Brooklyn, I believe, the Veltones, another Al Brown production, another previously unreleased thing. This one probably recorded about 1961. Here are the Veltones and their version of My Juanita.
Please be mine. that I could break your heart. No, darling, not until I saw the tears. The tears fell down your cheek. Please, try to find a place. A place in your heart to forgive a fool like me. What I said comes directly from the heart and not from the head.
After the Veltones in that set, we heard the Five Embers on the Gem label, 1954, and Please Come Home. That one, like a lot of the records we play here, prove that obscurity does not mean mediocrity. Then just now, the Four Buddies, something recorded April 10th, 1952, for Jimmy and South River, recorded for the Savoy label, but never legitimately issued. It actually is one of the very first bootleg 45s that ever came out from Rhythm and Blues stuff. It was that one, the Four Buddies, because a lot of Savoy material was collected by a certain person, and they were actually bootlegged. I'm playing it now from a CD. And, yeah, I do have the 45, and I have it on an album, too. But that's Stop Your Hittin' on Me by Larry Harrison, leading the Four Buddies. The next one is David Ford and the Flames on the 7-Eleven label, recorded June 5th, 1953, but not issued till about 1971. This group here sounds a little bit like a Detroit group, the Serenaders. Let's see if you, those of you listeners who know the Serenaders from Detroit, see if you agree. Here's David Ford leading the Flames, and this is called Tears Come Tumbling Down.
Well, the tears keep a-tumbling down. The tears keep a-tumbling down. Tumbling down like rain.
down. Tears keep a-tumbling down. A-tumbling down like rain.
Right.
got no to do. And all my money I'm falling with you.
After the David Ford and the Flames record, we heard the Hawks with the guitar only, issued on Modern in February of 1956. That was Ever Since You've Been Gone. Just now, the Arrows from the Washington, D.C. area, same group that recorded Shuffle and Jive backing up Joe Lyons and the Arrows. This one was unreleased, 1955 recording, We Ain't Gonna Ride No More. Let's do another one by the Arrows from the same year, 1955. This is called What's New With You.
What's new with you?
Hey. remain within my heart so deep. Come back, or my heart will surely die. Oh, please make my dreams a reality by saying you will be mine. Oh, please ease this pain within my heart. So deep, deep here in my heart, so deep, deep here in my heart,
must I be tortured and tormented?
A fine performance by one of the finest rhythm and blues groups ever to sing or record the five keys. On the Aladdin label from May of 1954, we just were gifted with Deep in My Heart. Before that, What's New with You by the Arrows. I think that was issued on the Baron label in about 1973. So, let's see. Don't forget, next week, Karen Efron will be here. She's coming 3,000 miles, so you have kind of an obligation to be here listening, you know. She's making the trip. So I'm sure it's going to be another great show from Karen Efron. And the last record that I'm going to give you tonight, I've played this on the air before, but never from my own 45 RPM. Previously, I played this from a CD or a tape that someone else had given me, but I came across one of these this summer. I've been looking for this record for 25 years. That's right, 25 years. Finally found my own personal copy this year at a garage sale for a dollar. One of the greatest female group records, I think, ever made. It's got everything. It's a real hot girl group. From May of 1958 on the Rim label. And I want to let you know, here are Penny and the Overtones on the Rim label. With a solid throughout and a great ending. Lots of energy. Great song. And I'm giving it to you on a 45 RPM. Here they are. Oh, by the way, may harmony be with you. Until next week. Walking my baby back home.